My guest at this time is Frank Gaffney. He served as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy during the later stages of the Reagan administration. He is now president of the Center for Security Policy. We want to get his thoughts today on the unfolding situation, an increasingly volatile situation, in the Ukraine. That country regularly finds itself in the tension between East and West. The president there, Viktor Yanukovych, recently rejecting closer economic ties with the European Union and instead accepting bailout funds from Russia's Vladimir Putin, which did not sit well with much of that country's population, which is still smarting, of course, from decades of Russian domination during the days of the Soviet Union. So what is likely to happen after this latest round of unrest, and what should the U.S. involvement be in this current situation? And Frank, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Craig.
Frank, in addition, of course, to the economic decisions of President Yanukovych, he has also cracked down on protest rights. He's made other decrees as well that has made the population there even angrier. Now, today, we've seen perhaps the greatest flare-up of that violence, fires all over the place in downtown Kiev, a number of protesters dead, a number of police officers dead, scores injured, and so forth. Where does this go from here?
Obviously, it's taken a very serious turn. This has been building for some time. There's obvious frustration on the part of the people of Ukraine with their government, with the policies that it's been pursuing, particularly the degree to which it is acceding to what I think can only be described as domination by Russia. And I think there's also a growing restiveness about the repression at home and the corruption of their government. The violence that has evidently begun may be contained by intensified repression, but I tend to think that's unlikely. I suspect that we're seeing Ukraine reach a bit of a tipping point, and I only hope that the United States and the Europeans, as you say, the West, will rally to the support of the people of Ukraine who want to live lives like those that civilized nations of the West enjoy and are being fairly systematically denied that by their government now with the active involvement and support of Vladimir Putin's Russia.
The statement I saw from the U.S. ambassador to the Ukraine was pretty vague. He basically wants both sides to sit down, work things out, and avoid as much violence as possible. What should be the U.S. posture on this? How actively should we be advocating for one outcome or the other here, and what should that outcome be?
We need to be unquestioningly and unmistakably aligned with those who aspire to freedom from the tyranny that they've been subjected to, the arbitrary, the corrupt, and the increasingly repressive tyranny of Yanukovych. This is a moment when I think it is important to take sides, and straddling the fence, as the Obama administration is wont to do, or worse, aligning with the oppressors, either out of some misplaced belief that this will buy us some benefit from the Russians in this reset policy of the president's, or that it will simply enable us to have a dialogue with the government of the state, in this case Ukraine, that is engaging in such repression. I think this is a mistake, both strategically and certainly morally.
Last question before we let you go, Frank. If, in fact, Ukraine ultimately ends up tilting towards Yanukovych's position and ultimately towards the Russians, what's the impact for the Ukraine and for the region?
It is probably a step in the direction of Vladimir Putin's longstanding goal of reconstituting effectively, if not technically, and in all of its component parts, the old Soviet Union. He has been beavering away at this for many years, using his sort of kleptocracy to cultivate the old power structures and relationships of the previous regime. And I think that incrementally he has made headway in bringing people to heel who have sought their independence, who have obtained their independence, notably in places like Georgia, to the point where that independence is increasingly, you know, a thing of the past. This is not good for the people most immediately involved, Greg. I'm afraid it will be detrimental to the free world more broadly, and in turn to us as well.
Frank, we always appreciate your time and your analysis. Thanks very much for being with us.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you, Greg.
You bet. Frank Gaffney, former Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy, now President of the Center for Security Policy. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.